This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, December 2nd, 2022. First up, a developing story into audio news. At the request of ARRL, the FCC has granted a waiver that will allow amateur radio operators to participate in the 81st commemoration of Pearl Harbor Day. On December 6th and 7th, amateurs can make crossband contacts with the battleship Iowa, now moored in California, using the NEPM call sign. The FCC waiver specifically allows participating amateur stations to monitor three federal frequencies, 14.375 megahertz, 18.170 megahertz, and 21.460 megahertz, responding on spectrum allocated to the amateur service and only at the request of event organizers. Operation consistent with the privileges of their amateur radio licenses and limiting communications to the period beginning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 6, 2022, through 8:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, December 7, 2022. Because this is a cross-band operation, participating amateur stations are reminded to monitor their transmit frequency, as well as the ship's station's out-of-band frequency, to protect against inadvertently interfering with other amateur communications. We'll have more on this story as it develops on ARRL.org. The Quarter Century Wireless Association, QCWA, will celebrate its 75th anniversary on December 5th, 2022. Founded in 1947, QCWA's mission includes promoting friendship and cooperation among amateur radio wireless operators who were licensed as such at least a quarter of a century ago. Today, QCWA has 230 chapters in the United States, and during the organization's 75 years, it has had nearly 40,000 members. The Cleveland, Ohio chapter was the first chapter chartered in 1951 and now has over 100 members. And to celebrate its 75th anniversary, the QCWA members-only special event station, W2MM, will operate from 001 Universal Coordinated Time, December 3rd, to 2359 Universal Coordinated Time, December 10th, 2022, and a members-only worked 75-75 contest from December 5th, 2022 through February 18th, 2023. To learn more about the QCWA, check their website at qcwa.org. Students at Five Bridges Junior High School in Stillwater Lake, Nova Scotia, Canada, finally had an opportunity to talk with an astronaut on board the International Space Station via ham radio. On Wednesday, November 23, 2022, the students were able to talk to astronaut Josh Quesada, K-I-5-C-R-H, for about 11 minutes as the ISS passed over Northern Europe. The students were anxious to ask questions ranging from curiosities about the astronauts' work schedules to concerns about radiation in outer space. Astronaut Quesada was asked about his favorite part of the training for his ISS mission, and he replied, "All of it." The contact was made possible with amateur radio volunteers at the amateur radio on the International Space Station, Eris ground stations in Casale Monteferrara, Italy, using the call sign IK1SLD. And this was the 1,495th contact made since the ARIS program began. In the United States, ARIS includes support from ARRL, AMSAT, NASA, NASA Space Communication and Navigation Scan Organization, and the Center for the Advancement of Science in Space, known as CASSIUS. The Bears of Manchester Amateur Radio Club in Manchester, Connecticut, spent Thanksgiving Day providing amateur radio communication support for the 86th Manchester Road Race. That race is a 4.7-mile course that begins and ends on Main Street in downtown Manchester and has been a Thanksgiving Day tradition since 1927. This is the 30th consecutive year the Bears of Manchester Amateur Radio Club has provided communication support, with more than 10,000 runners participating and over 30,000 spectators lining the course. Radio operators began arriving at 6 a.m. on Thanksgiving morning. 55 operators staffed 39 positions around the course and were stationed every quarter mile to provide safety communications and report the lead male and female runners to the public address announcer. Shadow operators helped 10 race officials stay in communications. Operators also started and ran four clocks around the course to help pace runners, and a station operated in the Public Safety Emergency Operations Center to relay safety-related information to representatives of various agencies. Ham radio operators also provided communications for a shuttle bus operation that brought runners and spectators from a remote parking lot to the Main Street area and then returned them at the end of the race course. Check-in and check-out were accomplished through a net control station to maintain accountability. Communications for the event was made possible on 6 repeater and simplex frequencies, and 3 crossband repeaters were used for signal quality to avoid interference. The Bears of Manchester Amateur Radio Club is an ARRL-affiliated club, and thanks to Phil Crombie, Jr., K1XFC, the race communications coordinator, for providing information for this story. Through the generous contributions of donors, ARRL exceeded our Giving Tuesday goal, raising over $25,000. This support will extend ARRL's reach to grow and encourage our community of young amateur radio operators. Giving Tuesday was November 29th, 2022, and is a growing annual movement encouraging individuals and organizations like ARRL to come together and unleash the power of radical generosity. Many ARRL programs and services are not covered by membership fees alone, and contributions have a tremendous impact on ARRL's ability to promote and protect amateur radio and better service its members. For more information about making a donation to ARRL, visit www.arrl.org/donate. Just ahead in radio sport contesting for this week, on December 2nd, a couple of opportunities. The K1 USN slow speed test, that is CW. And December 2nd through the 4th, the ARRL 160 meter contest, that's CW there. On December 3rd, 3 opportunities. The Wake Up QRP sprint, that's CW. December 3rd and 4th, that's the Pro CW contest, CW as well there. And on December 3rd and 4th, the FT Roundup, that's digital, of course. On December 1st, the K1 USN slow speed test, CW there. On December 6th, the 50 worldwide sideband activity contest, that's phone. And on December 6th, the ARS Spartan sprint, that's CW. And on December 6th, the RTT Ops week sprint, that of course is digital. And some upcoming section, state, and division conventions. On December 9th and 10th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. January 7th, the Ham Radio University, hosting the ARRL New York City Long Island Section Convention. That is an online event. And on January 20th through the 21st, the Southwest Florida Regional Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention. That is in Fort Myers, Florida. And this week, thanks to the Garden State Amateur Radio Club in Asbury Park, New Jersey, and the Kings County Radio Club in Kings, New York, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 73.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.